haven't seen a script, but I've no doubt if it isn't up to par, they'll chuck it out. Ooh la 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 la. All my actor friends are cracking wise, but I can see the envy in their eye. Ooh la 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 la.
Welcome to Fan Fiction Writers Room. I'm your editing manager, Spencer Suarez.
And I'm your managing editor, Liz Cernick.
Here on Fan Fiction Writers Room, we take characters submitted by you, the listener, and weave them into a masterpiece in the way all great stories were meant to be told.
By amateurs on the internet. If you'd like to suggest characters for us, submit them to ffwrshow@gmail.com.
DC just like kept swinging and missing with the Suicide Squad, with the Justice League.
Oh yeah, Batman v Superman.
Batman v Superman. We all love Batman. As much as we love to make fun of him, there's just something about a man
in a bat costume.
In a bat costume.
Strikes fear in the hearts of criminals.
Punching his way through crime, just punching it till it stops.
So just like real life.
They're gonna do it this time.
Oh, are they?
We have on everyone's favorite television network, Epics? I think that's what it's called. They're doing a...
Spell it for me.
E-P-I-X.
Oh, that's what I thought it was. Epics. Okay.
They're doing an everyone's favorite character. It's what we've been asking for since day one. Since the 80s. Since
comic books were first made.
Since Tim Burton's Batman, we've been wanting this.
Okay.
An Alfred Pennyworth prequel television series.
Batman's butler.
The guy who cleans up Batman's toilet is finally
getting
a prequel series.
Where we learn about how he learned to butle as well as he does.
Basically, he's going to be fighting Jack the Ripper.
Right, that's about what I was expecting.
Alfred Pennyworth versus Jack the Ripper.
So, a Batman series without all of the fun Batman stuff.
But about a butler.
But a butler.
Who fighting Jack the Ripper. Now, remember,
Victorian age serial killer.
He was still a butler. Like, he's, as far as I understand, he was a butler for, like, the Thomas Wayne and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's, like, been a butler forever.
Yeah. He was born into the life of butlering.
As butlers all are.
Yeah. He inherited his mantle, his bow tie from his father, and his father before him.
Yes. They will run into versions of real people, Heller said during a panel at the Television Critic Association today.
Is it Alfred Pennyworth going through time? Solving time crimes?
I hope so.
That's the greatest TV show pitch!
And those real people will include Jack the Ripper. Epics declined to comment on how exactly the serial killer, who remains unidentified to this day.
Wait, is it going to be his partner, Jack the Ripper? Jack the Ripper and Alfred Pennyworth going through time, right and wrongs, fighting crimes.
Time crimes.
Turns out Jack the Ripper was framed this whole time by the Joker. Now, you know Alfred has, like, a secret backstory where he's actually a highly trained assassin.
There is, like...
he's been having adventures all this time.
There is weird things in, like, The Dark Knight where he's like, "We burned the forest down. I was a man in Cambodia, and we were getting jewels, and someone stole the jewels, so we burned the forest down."
Didn't we
burn the forest down. It's like,
we must whine, and what do we do when we burn a forest down? We get back.
Well, I don't know what part you're referring to, actually. I don't remember those movies. That
is, like, in Dark Knight, he's talking about how, like...
like, in the army or something?
He's metaphorically talking about the Joker, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, he tells a story about this criminal who stole all these jewels from him back when he was a jewel miner? And
yeah, makes sense.
And
top trained assassin jewel miner.
And like, they finally find the guy. No, they don't find the guy who stole the jewels, but they find a child who's playing with a jewel the size of his head.
Oh my god.
And he's like, he didn't want the jewels for money. Some people just want to watch the world burn. And like, that's what the Joker wants to do. He just wants to watch the world burn. He's not motivated by things like money. I don't know what.
You're motivated by things like money, I tell you. You've got a Dick Van Dyke.
Burn the first guy.
You've got a very, like, Dick Van Dyke as a petulant 5-year-old. And burn the first down. Yeah. My shy. He's wanna watch the world burn.
Watch the world burn. Michael Caine, I'm sorry. You're very talented. You're great in Secondhand Lions.
You're just so British.
You're just so British.
We don't even know what to do with you.
Burn the forest down.
Burn the forest down. Batman. I mean Bruce Wayne. Master Wayne.
Master Wayne. Oh, you've known Rachel all her life. Oh, not yet, Cher. It's a weird thing to say.
That doesn't even make any sense.
It doesn't really. Oh, unless you know that she's going to die later in the movie.
Yeah.
Unless Michael. You know
she has a secret.
Michael.
A dark secret.
Maybe Michael Caine.
Was Alfred Pennyworth the whole time?
Was the Joker the whole time?
Not Alfred Pennyworth, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine the was. Actor, yes.
Was the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So, new movie, new TV series, uh-huh. Alfred Pennyworth and his best friend Jack the Ripper travel through time solving crimes. Defeating Michael Caine, the Joker.
A TV series with a time-traveling Michael Caine just, like, playing fictional characters throughout history.
Oh, my God.
I mean, real characters throughout history. But
they're,
like,
all played by Michael Caine.
They're all played... Like, Michael Caine is a time traveler. And so we go to, like, the 60s. And it's like, Michael Caine is John Lennon.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, oh, my God.
It's me, John Lennon.
It's me, John Lennon.
Just imagine all the people living in harmony. They'd make a nice song.
And then,
wouldn't it, Yoko, me love?
And then Alfred Pennyworth and Jack the Ripper come.
Bust in through a portal, punch him right in the face.
And he hops through another portal, goes through time, and it's now now he's Napoleon.
Oh my god.
He's like,
Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
That historical figure.
Napoleon
Bonaparte. The Emperor.
What is Napoleon Dynamite's friend's name?
Oh, Pedro?
Pedro.
Vote for Pedro.
Pedro, I'm going to kill all of I'm going to take over
Wait,
the world.
Wait, is he Pedro?
No, he's Napoleon Bonaparte.
That's...
But he's talking to Pedro.
Oh, okay, so Napoleon Bonaparte talking to his best friend Pedro.
Yes. I'm going to take over the world. And then Michael...
Portal.
And then Portal, Alfred Pennyworth, Jack the Ripper, punch him in the face. Hops through another portal.
It's really got a rhythm.
It writes itself.
Yeah. Fresh. Would never get stale.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do the phrases lemon or lime as a fan fiction tag mean anything to you?
Lemon or lime?
Yeah.
No.
This fic, tag lemon.
Is a lemon...
Saucy.
Sour? Lime? Sweet?
No. It means various stages of eroticism.
Ooh.
How sexy they are. Now, when I first started reading fanfiction, way back in the dark ages.
Mm-hmm. When you would receive fanfictions on the cave walls.
Yes.
About the...
Well, you had to go to, like, actual individual websites where people would just put
you
them
had to
up.
To go on the street and behind the 7-Eleven and talk to the
and your dealer, your fan fiction dealer, hand you some printed copies.
I got some
great Sailor Moon fix here.
Yeah,
what's your pleasure? Pokemon? What do you want? Some Dragon Ball Z? We got Star Trek. Oh, that's a little out of your age group. All right,
you'll be coming back for this one though.
So lemon basically meant this is sexy. This is not safe for work. This is gonna have some sex in it.
Obviously, putting lemon in line was far easier than just writing NSFW.
Yeah.
Makes plenty of sense.
Well, for one thing, there was probably a taboo, and maybe it would get, like, if you said, there's a lot of, I'm here, have a lot of sex, maybe AOL would, like, take it down or something.
Those fascists at AOL.
Yeah. Those prudes. Like, when, fanfiction.net got like raided and everything got taken down, and which is why Archive of Our Own, there's a whole fascinating history.
Wow, that sounds great. Yeah.
Yeah, so they cracked down on erotic fanfiction. A lot of like authors, I think, were suing or something. I don't know. Fanfiction started cracking down.
Okay. Weird.
Fanfiction.net. And that's why Archive of Our Own was created.
Interesting.
But they used to use the term lemon and lime and grapefruit to mean grapefruit was like hardcore sex, like kinky sex. Lime meant sexy.
Okay.
Lemon meant like actual sex scenes.
Okay.
And then like citrus or orange or whatever, you know.
Sure, yeah.
That's what I, but so fruit when I was a kid, rating. Yeah, so when I was a kid, we would put these little like banners at the top of our websites, that which would be like proud to be a lemon free site, you know, because I was like 10 years old or whatever.
Right, yeah.
So it was like, you know, no lemons for me, thanks, or whatever. I'm a good Christian girl.
Yeah. I love
it was
Jesus.
Like proud to be young.
And apples, because they're not.
Nice and lemons. Sweet. And pure?
Yes.
And non-sinful. Mm-hmm. Except for the apple from the Garden of Eden. Oh, dear. So there'd be, like, banners like, proud to be yayoi free or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I was scrolling through Tumblr, and apparently Tumblr has readopted those same catchphrases, those tags, because NSFW tags just get immediately taken out, because there's no not safe for work stuff allowed anymore. And it just, like, filled my heart with so much joy.
Yeah, it's back.
But also, like, made me want to die a thousand deaths. Because it was, like, so cringy and nostalgic. But also, like, oh my god, I remember those days. Mm-hmm. It was just very funny. So, if anyone's listening to this podcast, I assume they're, like, in fanfiction culture. And
sure.
If any of them are old dinosaurs like me, lemon and lime tags coming back, baby. They're back.
Tumblr seems, it's almost like everyone thought Tumblr was gonna die, and it is still kicking.
Apparently there's been a million Tumblr deaths.
Oh, sure. But it's just like, it seems like Tumblr fandom people need a place, and Tumblr is currently that place, and they're gonna fight for it.
Yeah.
And I love them for it. Good on all y'all. Good on you. Thank you for fighting the good fight. Because someone needs to sit around and talk about which...
And someone needs to make sexy fan fiction for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Us horny audience members.
Us horny audience members who go see a Marvel and are unsatisfied when all we get is them taking off their shirts.
Yeah.
We need more.
Not a single orgy in sight.
Not a single orgy. Why would you even have Iron Man meet Star-Lord if they aren't going to smooch?
I don't know. Can't answer that for you. Maybe we'll never know. It's our solemn duty to create those lemon fix that you crave. That lemonade.
Do you know where lemon and lime came from?
No idea.
No idea.
I was a kid by the time they were well into use.
I think the very first time I saw pornography, I was looking for Sailor Moon something. I was just like researching Sailor Moon, trying to find Sailor Moon stuff. I was really into it. I wanted to like learn more about Sailor Moon. And all of a sudden there was a pop-up of a blowjob.
Oh! Was it live action?
Yeah.
Like a real life.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, the site that I was... Do you remember on the internet back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
There was... You would click on a Google.
Yes.
At a Google click, and there would be a thing before the site that would say, this site is 18 plus, just so you know, and then you would have to click through, and there would usually be, a sexy anime girl.
Right.
I was like... I saw that, and I was like... I can do it. I can make it through. I really need to learn about the Sailor Moon stuff. And it's beyond this 18 plus wall. I will click. So I clicked.
Oh no.
The pop-ups came.
Oh,
and
no.
It was, you know, before YouTube, before you could really have streaming video.
Yeah.
So it was two images, one of a woman far away from the penis and one of the woman close to the penis. And it would just swap between those two frames.
Yeah, yeah.
At like 4 frames a second.
That's what we call animation, baby.
Yeah. And it
and
was...
And it fools your brain to think it's moving. Her mouth is going up and down the shelf.
It was terrifying.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, I remember.
What I was seeing. Those pop-ups. I hated it.
So pink and fleshy and God, make it stop. Oh, get out. Get out.
And I never learned what I was trying to learn about Sailor Moon.
No.
I remember I never learned it. I don't remember what I was looking for.
Oh, no. You're probably trying to find who the Sailor Stars were.
Probably.
I don't know who the Sailor Stars are.
Liz.
What?
Why don't you know who the Sailor Stars
because
are?
Because I stopped watching Sailor Moon by the time they got that far in the series.
Mm-hmm.
I've always meant to rewatch it. Actually, what I want to do is start reading the manga.
Oh,
oh yeah. It's yeah. pretty different. So, the first time I started, like, reading Sexy Fix and enjoying Sexy Times, what, I don't remember the exact time, but I remember it was only Team Rocket Sexy Fix. I just want to see Jess and James bone each other.
Okay.
And love it. I guess because it was a childish enough franchise that I wouldn't be scared off. There was never any, you know.
Pokemon definitely was... I definitely had my sexy Pokemon fan art phase. It was, I didn't read a whole lot of fan fiction, but it was like fan art was like sexy Jesse, sexy Misty.
Yeah.
It was, like it was safe enough.
PG-13, but still like, I'm drawing this because they're real pretty ladies and I just
and
like
I,
looking at
I
their
had
bellies.
That like... scary, like, feeling in my belly.
Yeah,
that I was
yeah, like,
doing
is this
something
allowed?
Wrong.
Oh my god.
And
allowed?
It was like, it was a family computer. It wasn't a laptop.
Yeah,
it
right.
I wasn't in my room. I was like in the living room and it was late, so like maybe my parents were upstairs or in bed, but it was like
Oh god.
Yeah. And you know, as a good Christian, like the fear of God was also at play.
Yes, oh yes.
But, you know, I just had to see what Misty's tummy looked like. What did it look like?
And what would it look like if she was arching her back just a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little more than usual.
Just a little more.
Yeah. What about if Jessie took off her little white jacket and just had a black tank top on top?
What if?
And what if James was behind her, snuggling into her shoulder?
Do you think... know. Tell me about your Jesse and James interests. Like, what do you think now, like, if you were to break it down, if you're going to find the nugget, like the psychiatrist.
Boy. I tell you what, if we can figure out why Jesse and James burrowed their way into my brain, like a couple of tapeworms, and stayed there, and laid eggs, and took over my entire life for several years... we would know the entirety of Liz and why I exist. Because I can't explain it. I think it was just my first encounter with with fandom at all.
Sure. I would say, just like, doing a little bit of like my own thinking of Jesse and Dave. I would say definitely there is a gender queerness to them, especially James.
Yeah.
He definitely has like a certain queerness about him, as many villains are queer-coded, but none of them are nearly as... I mean, a lot of them surely are, like, I would say, like, the bad guy in Labyrinth is flamboyant. Jesse and James are flamboyant in a way that is,
Honestly, I think it was just that the TV show Pokemon I was so into, and they were the funnest part of that TV show.
That's a
they
good
were
point.
Just... so silly and wacky. And they were the only part of this TV show that I loved. And remember, this was, like, my first encounter with anime.
Right.
I mean, maybe my, like, I already knew what anime was. It was, like...
why did anime...
Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball was still... was already a thing in my life. So I knew that this was, like, Japanese animation. Mm-hmm. But Pokemon was, like, the first big, really famous franchise.
There was... when anime started taking a hold back in the 90s, when... if you wanted to watch anime, you didn't have to start trading VHSs anymore.
Yeah, right.
Like, it was on the television.
Yeah.
There was something sexy about it within the culture or something. It was like taboo, and I don't exactly know why.
Yeah.
And maybe it was racist, maybe it was something, but there was something just like... Well, there always
was a sexiness there that was just not in children's cartoons. And there was also not as harsh a divide between adult and children content, because cartoons could just be anything. So it wasn't like this harsh line of live action, this is for everyone. Cartoons, only for kids. Mm-hmm. You know? There was always, like, I don't know, it felt like... Oh, another reason why Jesse and James took over my brain so much was because I was watching the censored English version of Pokemon, and I also had access to the easy access to the internet.
You were watching donut dub.
Yeah, so I was able to dive into this, like, secret subculture fandom, deep fandom lore, and I was able to look up all these extra things that were Japan only, and it was like this wider, this huge fandom of Pokemon in general, so it was great, but there was also this secret inner knowledge, this inner circle knowledge to it, so I felt very, like, in the know.
That was definitely a big part of it, was just the fact that this was an underground subculture.
Yeah, and it was mysterious. Subcultures are always
sexy in a especially from the outside. It's like, you know, people are looking in and are like, what are these deviants doing?
Yeah.
What is this kink thing going on? and yeah, so definitely, like, I remember...
And there's also the easy answer that it was a cute girl and a cute boy, and they're best friends, and so what if they also kiss? Like, I'm a dumb kid that has, like, no notion of the term genderqueer. I just this fun female, this fun male, they're best friends, they have a talking cat.
And their relationship isn't exactly established besides their coworkers. Like, why are they...
And they're, like, the only person in each other's lives. Yeah. They're, like...
Besides
life
meows.
Partners.
Yeah, they
without
are.
Even being romance.
They're soulmates, like, they're life bizarre... partners, they're something.
They're a family already. They're this little family unit. And they're so cute. And they're always so hungry. And they just want to make ends meet. I just love them.
Their quest so just much. To eat is very good.
They make puns.
Yeah.
They make silly puns. One of the main reasons, though, is because the first episode of Pokemon, it wasn't as afraid to, like, give the characters backstory and stuff. And one of the funnest and only actually fun to this day episodes is the one about James' backstory.
And that's another one.
Yeah, all of the funnest episodes revolved around Team Rocket, but mostly the one where we meet his rich family.
Mm.
And it turns out he, like, has a fiance that's, like, into BDSM. That, like, but I didn't know that at the time. I just thought she's
was
a weird person. She's a weird person that likes to whip him. I don't know. It's super weird.
I remember that he's, like, rich and has a fiance. I don't remember her being, like, weirdly...
Yeah, she doesn't, like, put on a BDSM outfit, but she, like, wants to whip him into shape.
Okay.
Like, I'll turn you into a proper gentleman.
Right.
And they go into, like, this weird dungeon with, like, all these torture devices. But then, yeah, and then we learned that Jessie was really poor and she used to eat snow, and that's really cute.
Oh, yeah.
And then we learned that
Meowth
taught himself to talk through, like, the movies.
Because
he wanted to
impress a girl.
Yeah, he wanted to impress this fancy rich Meowth lady. And no other part of Pokemon ever had
those
plot. It was all Team Rocket.
Stick out in my mind from the... Like, I've watched the first season of Pokemon fairly recently.
They were part of the... the fancy private school? They had gone to this fancy private school together? It makes no sense for their timeline.
Right.
But apparently they were the worst students in the history of the school.
Okay.
And they got kicked out. And so they joined a gang together. Like, did they meet at the school? Who knows?
It's
insane.
Pokemon is such a weird universe, because part of the charm, and I think it's part of the charm with all of Nintendo's various franchises, besides maybe Zelda, is, like, peace? Like, Mario...
Yeah!
Like,
It's a very simple, utopia kind of
I'm playing
place.
New Super Mario Bros. Right now. New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe.
Right, yeah.
And the princess gets kidnapped. The castle that, you know, Mario, that the princess is in, is surrounded by, like, a tornado. And it's like hell, basically, and Mario has to go save her. And he's just like, whoop, whoop, woohoo! And you're like,
here we
dude.
She's gonna die.
Yeah.
Get serious.
A giant dragon has stolen your best friend. And you are having the time of your life. And it's like, and like, Pokemon has like barely some capitalism in it, but like, no one's really working. Yeah. No one's really doing anything.
You can just have...
There's money, but it's like, is there
money? The entire economics and everything is all about kids having fun adventures. Yeah. Everything in their world is about giving 10-year-olds the time of their life. Mm-hmm. Hanging out with their Pokemon buddies. And I can just, I really want to get on board with that. I want to go on my Pokemon adventure.
And it's like, Team Rocket definitely had the most conflict.
Yeah.
Because Ash definitely was just like a...
They actually have backstories.
Fun adventure Mary Sue character for the kids to project themselves onto. Mm-hmm. And I think Ash gets a bad rap. I think he's a lot more interesting than people give him credit for, but...
Yeah. Well, he used to be a lot more interesting when Gary was still in the picture. Yeah. I miss Gary. Whatever happened to him? Good old Blue?
He became a good boy.
Aww.
He's like...
So fun.
Working with Professor Oak now, and he's just like a good, sweet boy.
You should still call Ash a Chumpo Man, though.
A Dumbo Head?
Yeah, they should still like hate each other a little bit.
Yeah, it would be cute if they had a little rivalry.
Yeah, still had some tension. He was just good at everything, and so he would still call attention to the fact that Ash is bad at everything. That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
In Pokemon Let's Go, your rival character is a good, sweet boy who like... learns his lesson and is just like never mean.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's like, but I want
to be the underdog.
Yeah.
And you be a big jerk so I can feel like I got an adversary to overcome.
And Blue's in it. Like, Blue plays like your senpai. He keeps running over with his cool senpai backpack
to teach you.
And yeah, when Giovanni gets defeated, like, Blue takes over his gym. So,
like Viridian City.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started on Giovanni, that guy. But he'd always become the actual villain of the story.
He's like,
and he'd like murder
this
people.
Weird terrorist leader.
Yeah, but he's allowed to just be a gym leader.
Yeah,
weird world.
Does the government know?
It feels like he doesn't hide the fact that he's the leader of Team Rocket, right?
Yeah. Like, if your evil terrorists have matching uniforms, I feel like you have to make a order for those.
Yeah. In bulk. And like, you'd see them all gathered at his gym and like the big red R on the side of all his buildings and stuff. I don't know if that's true or not, but it feels like it would be.
He's doing like genetic experiments on ancient mythological creatures.
Oh my god, one of my favorite fan fictions. It was one of the only ones that I would revisit over and over. I don't think he'd ever even finished. But okay, so Jesse and James got experimented on by evil Giovanni. Genetic experiments or whatever. And they ended up with... One of them ended up with angel wings. And the other one ended up with a fox tail. I can't remember which was which. Pretty sure James got angel wings and Jesse got a foxtail. That feels right.
There was
right.
a time on DeviantArt.
But it just like filled, it was just like, this is so great. Oh, I love this so much.
Where giving people angel wings was just like a thing.
Just the peak of art.
I want to say like, a lot of the time
angel wings. I don't know why you're talking about this like in the past tense.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
To this day, the peak of artistic
integrity. Lot of
give them angel wings
or half demons.
Yeah, make my angel wing out. Maybe one angel wing, one demon wing.
Whoa, I can be your angel or your devil.
Oh, angels and devils. So good. Devils and dangles.
But, like, do you remember, like, you probably also saw this in your DeviantArt days.
Oh, yes.
Angel wings that aren't attached to the hero, but are like floating.
Yeah,
like
I love
four
that
inches away
with
from
the
them.
Little swirly.
They
at
have
the
a
end.
Little swirly.
They
end.
Always have a swirly. At the
Why
end?
Did they have
so,
a swirly?
It's so Cardcaptor Sakura.
It is card. That is where
they
it came
had
from.
Swirly wings.
Yeah,
I love it. I just want to go on DeviantArt and draw some fan fiction now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I wonder, like, If I logged on to my DeviantArt and started posting art regularly...
God, did I ever even have... I know I had a DeviantArt account. I don't know if I ever actually figured out how to post to it, though.
Okay. Oh, I had some pretty good stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, just, like, kind of drew crap and posted it up. Mostly, I want to say Homestar Runner fan art.
That feels so right.
I was really into Homestar
Runner. So right for you. Yeah. Oh, my God. What if they made a new Batman series and his butler was just, like, a voice-activated Google AI?
What if they...
Okay. His bat computer was his butler.
And I like this pitch of... Batman gets a Google Home and fires Alfred.
Yeah. And that's why Alfred has to find a new occupation.
And yeah, it's just him like...
Maybe he'll become a crime fighter.
Maybe. Maybe it's like we every episode's a different job. He could be like an Uber driver.
Oh my God.
A crime fighter.
That is ripe for shenanigans.
Yeah. He could like work at a Wendy's.
He could become the Joker.
He could become a minion for the Joker.
Fight Batman?
So he's like wearing all the
makeup. Batman doesn't even know it's his butler.
Yeah.
Fight him.
He's like, who are you working for? So it's me, Alfred. Who?
I don't know any Alfred.
I don't know any Alfred. I only know justice.
Oh, Master Wayne. I mean Batman.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, I'm already watching it.
What?
Right now, even as we speak.
Job do you think Alfred Pennyworth would be good at?
Assassin? I bet he's already an assassin.
Do you think...
I feel like I've read that before. That he has a secret side job as like a ninja or something. I feel like assassin suits him though.
There's, you know...
Like the butler of the night.
Comic books, they have to make so many of them.
That's really just the explanation for all of it.
I was going to keep going with that, but I think...
They gotta make a lot of them.
They just make so many.
Like, why is there so many Robins? They gotta make a lot of comic books. How come Spider-Man keeps, like, going into other dimensions?
They just gotta make a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. I think I find Batman the dumbest of all the superheroes because of the fact that he doesn't have superpowers, so he can't do anything... special for like natural disasters or anything like that. Literally all he can do is punch crime, and that concept doesn't exist. That's a made up thing. You can't punch crime away. And so, you know, at least Superman, it's like, oh no, a building's falling over, he can do something. Spider-Man, oh no, it'll like catch people from falling or whatever. Batman just punches real good.
Yeah.
Got some bat guns and stuff.
It's weird how it's like, Superman, basically Jesus.
Yeah.
Existing on this plane separate of humans, Wonder Woman, empathetic warrior.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Mythical goddess.
Mythical goddess, created from Zeus and Athena themselves. And this rich guy.
Yeah.
Mortal.
Punches real good. Scares crime makers. Scares the criminals.
World's greatest detective.
World's greatest detective. Yes. I don't know why I find that so funny. That Batman's supposed to be the world's greatest detective. In canon. In the comics. That Bruce Wayne is the greatest detective in the world. That if Sherlock Holmes was real and living in Gotham City, Bruce Wayne would out-detective him. What? You can't do that. You can't just be the best at everything because you tried real hard to be the best at everything.
But no, you don't understand. He took, like, detective classes on a mountaintop.
Yeah, we haven't written a single fan fiction this whole time.
Yeah.
We should do it.
Well, we'll take a little break.
Then we'll do it.
We'll come back, write a fan fiction.
Just for you.
Because we love you.
Don't you go anywhere. We'll find you.
I'm a great Harry Hulk, I'm like a lycanthrope, I've had a hair in my soap, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, I fell in love with the term dad fucker as well.
Yeah, dad fucker's
like,
really good.
Aw man, is that me? It was like seeing a mirror suddenly thrust in my face.
Tell me about your attraction to Luke Skywalker from The Last Jedi.
Oh, that's it.
That's just it?
I love him. I've always loved
he's Luke. A grumpy old idiot.
He's a grumpy old asshole. I've always loved Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
As a kid, I wanted to be him. I wanted to smooch him. And then I grew up and learned I'm a dad fucker. Mm-hmm. I love old men. Love dads. Love scruff. Love grump.
Mm-hmm.
Love suits. Love ties. And then Luke Skywalker became a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
It was everything I could have hoped for and more. And I love him. And
he's very good.
And it rounds out the character so well. And it's just like, oh my god, I love it so much. And then he sat with Yoda and he was like, man, Yoda, this sucks. And Yoda's like, yeah, man, Jedi suck.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, fuck.
Rhythm, page turners, they were not.
Me, Yoda? Yeah.
That's my favorite line from Yoda. Me, Yoda? Yeah. Yeah, Yoda is so good.
Yeah, so angry, scruffy Luke is just everything I never knew I always wanted.
Right.
From life. And delivered. And I bet I can die happily. And it's great.
I bet there's some really good Rey Luke slash fiction.
That feels weird. I want to bone Luke.
Oh, okay.
Not Rey. Yeah. Rey has to bone Kylo.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't even know I shipped them until this very moment that I said that out loud. Wow. Because Poe's busy boning Finn.
Mm-hmm. And Finn's bozy.
Bozy poozin' flomb. And Bomb's Jomie Floby glob. Me, Yoda? Yeah.
Finn is busy boning Rose.
No.
You.
Well, so it's a chain of boning.
Chain of
boning. Poe bones Finn. Finn bones Rose. Rose bones C-3PO.
Yeah.
C-3PO bones Luke.
Luke.
Starts the chain all over again. Accidentally bones his sister. Oh no.
Oh no.
His sister bones Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
Han Solo bones Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm.
Chewbacca bones Kylo Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Kylo Ren bones Rey. Rey bones me.
It's weird how, like, in the first movie, probably the part where Obi-Wan says, use the Force, Luke, is meant to be, like, a flashback. Or it's just, like, Luke hearing him in his head.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, obviously, like, the Force ghost talking to him.
Oh. Yeah.
But, like, that's kind of a retcon, but not exactly. Like, it works.
Yeah.
But it's, like, probably Luke was just thinking about his best pal, Obi-Wan, and how he loves him.
That's right.
He loves his father figure.
His mentor. Do I want to bone Obi-Wan? Nah.
He's not grumpy enough for you.
Especially not after seeing the prequels. Ugh.
Don't want to bone you and Luke McGregor.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's too grandpa.
He's very much a grandpa.
An angry dad.
Yeah.
Not a tottering old fool.
You want to write some fan fiction?
Yeah.
So this week, our characters are Robin Williams, sent in by Andrew. Mm-hmm. Princess Peach, sent in by Riley. Jammin and Emily. Korg, sent in by Ben Lenori.
Korg from Thor Ragnarok.
Sorry, Korg?
Korg? Not the synthesizer, but the alien from Thor Ragnarok.
And Mont Blanc, sent in by Wesley Boone. Sorry, Mont Blanc from Final Fantasy Tactics.
Advanced. Wii U, the next generation.
Do any of those characters speak to you particularly?
Well, since none of them were Terry McGinnis, Batman Beyond,
mm-hmm.
or old Luke Skywalker from mm-hmm. The Last Jedi, I'm afraid not.
Mm-hmm.
But I can make them speak to me if they all just want to get on board and become Batman.
So you want to take Princess Peach, make her an old grumpy dad, and also Batman's.
Yeah.
So you really want to bone her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Princess Peach is
in the Mushroom Kingdom,
monarch, kidnapped all the time, but besides that, seems to be, like, a pretty solid monarch.
Mm-hmm.
The toads love her.
Yeah.
So let's age her up, make her grumpy, make her jaded. Maybe
an old woman?
Maybe Mario's dead.
Oh, Mario has died.
Luigi,
I love it.
Luigi is still around, but is like maybe a little bit.
He's senile.
He's senile.
He's completely crazy.
He has some moments of mm-hmm. cognitiveness. Like you can talk to him, and sometimes he knows exactly where he is. He can respond to you, talk to you, give you advice.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, he's senile.
Yeah. He's always talking to his brother Mario.
Bowser Jr. has
joined the good side.
No, I want him to be
assumed
the Bowser role.
The power Bowser role. Okay.
And so now Princess Peach, Bowser Jr. has now just Bowser,
mm-hmm.
but an adult version of Bowser Jr.
Yeah.
So Bowser the Second.
Yeah.
Bowser the Second has kidnapped Princess Peach, an elder Princess Peach, and it's her job to save herself. Because Mario is dead, Luigi is senile.
Does she have to find a new champion to assume the Mario position? The plumber.
I like her being the one to save herself.
But if she's an old lady, grumpy old mentor.
Oh,
I want her to be a grumpy old mentor.
You want her to be a grumpy old mentor.
To a young upstart.
Okay. Who do you think could be that young upstart? Do you think like maybe Birdo or Yoshi, Baby Peach?
Koopa Troopa? Toad. A young Toadling.
Okay.
Toadette.
You know what? Yes. Toadette. Perfect.
Toadette puts on the crown.
The super crown.
The super
okay.
crown.
You got it.
Princess Toadette.
We're in Toadette is being trained by an older Princess Peach to jump and platform real good.
Yeah.
So that Toadette can inherit the Mario.
When she learns to double jump.
Yes.
And she will be ready, but she cannot do it now.
Her heart is not
pure
yet. When did Toadette get chosen?
At birth.
Okay, so Toadette has turned 18.
Yes. She's come of age.
Come of age. And is brought before the princess. No, she's not a princess
Maybe
anymore.
No one
she's
has
the queen.
No one has seen Queen Peach in many moons because she's holed up in the derelict castle. The old castle ruins.
She is but a legend at this point.
Yeah.
The toads talk of her. They still have a reverence for her, but they are the younger generation, Toadette's generation, think of her more of a legend.
The legend of Mario.
The legend of Mario and of the princess and of the many adventures of the Super Mario Brothers.
Toadette goes to visit crazy old Luigi, and in a moment of rare lucidity, he grabs her by the shoulders and he tells her, "It's all
you are
real.
The one.
It's all real. Mario lives in you.
You
are the one.
The super.
The
super what? Just that's the title is super and then
super
your name?
Toad. Super Toadette.
Super Toadette. It's kind of like, yeah, sorry, Super Mario, Super Luigi.
You're not a brother to anybody, so
yeah,
you can't be
so.
Like Super Toadette, brother. You're just super.
Yeah, you're super,
super
Toadette.
That's you. What? Me? What?
And all of a sudden, oh, darling, what was happening? Oh, was what? That a boo?
And then he turns to Toadette. How did you get in here? What are you doing in my house? Would you like some tea?
And Toadette doesn't know what to think of this. She walks home, visits Mama Toad, her mother, says, mm-hmm. Mama.
No, wait. Luigi has to give her some cryptic advice.
Okay.
That she has to find, like, follow the bouncing path or something. Go to the castle. Find the peach. The princess? No one has seen the princess for many moons.
She goes home and says, Mama, can you tell me about the princess? The princess? There's no princess. It's just a myth. It's just ridiculous. Go to bed, honey. Go to bed.
But it's the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, is it? Is it?
And then throws a blanket on top of her head.
Time for bed. Look how dark it is outside.
And so that night, Toadette.
Regular old Toadette. Climbs out her window. And goes to the Forbidden Zone. The castle ruins.
The castle ruins.
And now picture the castle from Super Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
But in ruins.
Toadette, the warp pipe comes up. And Toadette hops out. And walks around. Opens the door.
Hello? Echoes through the giant empty halls.
She walks up the stairs.
What's that? A shadow suddenly runs away from... A shadow runs through a door.
Toadette follows it.
Who is that?
She enters a room. There are 3 paintings of a beautiful princess holding her hands up in prayer. Toadette inspects them. She looks at the one in the front.
Presses her hand out.
What?
Whoa, she falls through it.
All she's sliding down.
She's catching all the coins. Oh my god, I got them all! Bam! Lands at the bottom. Now she's in a new area of the castle she hasn't seen before. And a voice from the shadows.
Who is using my secret slide?
Well, it's me, Toadette. I was told to follow the... Jump through the painting? What was the cryptic advice he gave her? I was told to search the ruins and find the peach. Who is that? Are you the peach?
Hi, it's me, Peach.
It's me. There hasn't been a peach in this castle in many years.
I haven't heard the name Peach in many years. I am Queen Peach.
I am Queen Toadstool. You will refer to me.
And who, might I ask, are you?
Well, I'm just a simple Toadette from the Mushroom Kingdom.
Toadette. And why are you here?
Well, I had a strange vision. And so I visited crazy old Luigi.
Luigi?
Luigi, the plumber.
You know Luigi?
Yeah, he's my mechanic?
Luigi. Mario.
Did you say Mario? The legend himself? But that's just a myth, isn't it?
You must leave me. I have much to think about.
Does a trapdoor open?
I think Toadette wants more answers. I think Toadette's not going to leave her.
Okay.
Despite her wishes.
Yeah. Does she see her anywhere?
Toadette? What do you mean?
Well, because she's speaking from the shadows.
Oh, she's emerged.
Okay.
When, I feel like when she, said that she was the peach.
Yeah.
Queen Toadstool, she has come out of the shadows.
Mm-hmm.
The queen.
Okay.
Has re-entered the shadows.
Queen Toadstool.
And has gone to, we are in a giant library.
Oh, okay.
And Queen Toadstool has picked up a book and is flipping through it. Mario, I do miss you.
Woohoo!
What was that? Was that you, Toadette?
What? I didn't say anything. Toadette enters the library and she sees a strange... fraying red cap has just appeared on the table, and she picks it up and she's like, what is this?
Don't touch that!
What?
Where did you get this?
I found it in the castle. But
this is the hat of a great warrior. Only the great jumpers of old wore.
Could wear the hat and contain its power. And then the hat starts to float. Mm-hmm. It starts to sort of spin in a circle. And little eyes pop up.
It's Cappy.
It's Cappy. And he flies over to Toadette. Uh-oh, he's going to land on her head. What the?
Cappy has chosen you, Toadette?
And he plonks on her head. What? Get off! Get off my head! She can't get it off!
Stop!
What?
Let it merge with you. Let it. And Toadette's having an anxiety attack. She's freaking out.
Oh my god! Oh my god! And she's seeing visions. Her eyes are like they've gone stark white. Her pupils are no longer seen.
She sees a giant
they're going through turtle a bunch of cloud colors.
Turtle man standing over her.
Swirling storm clouds.
He reels back and breathes fire. Then.
So long, gay Bowser.
Then
lava flows from underground.
Barrels are hurtling towards her. She jumps.
A giant monkey throwing the barrels ceaselessly. A princess screaming in distress.
Mario! Breathe, Toadette, breathe.
Where am I? Princess, are you okay? Bowser stole you. What? Wait a second. Who's Bowser? What princess? What's happened? Who am I again?
You.
What's this? And she feels her face. What's the? She had runs through the mirror. She has a mustache.
You are the super.
The mustache is sprouting from her face.
You are Super Toadette. My God.
Can't believe it.
I must.
What does this mean?
I am the last of the super
keepers.
Keepers.
The super brother keepers.
I thought we weren't needed anymore. But you,
I burned all of the sacred texts.
But you are here. You have the power.
What power? I don't know how to use any power. Will you train me? Will you teach me?
Jump for me, darling. Jump.
What? Okay. She just kind of clumsily jumps off her chair, knocks a chair over. Ugh.
But she clumsily jumps, but it's...
Whoa, it's 10 times higher than she was expecting.
Yes. Bing! You are the super!
Falls flat on her face. Oh, man. See, we have a lot of work to do.
I think we've done a really good job of setting this up.
Okay.
I think we need Queen Peach to be a little grumpier.
Okay, so is she going to refuse? No, I can't go through that again. I cannot lose another champion.
That would be good. Why would the princess, why would the queen be so jaded? Like, we could just do the...
Maybe Princess is like, you think you can stand where he stood. You think you can wear his cap. And she grabs the cap from her head.
Yes,
the mustache disappears. And she's like, no one can replace Mario.
And Toadette.
My Mario.
Toadette has never felt the joy, the energy, the power that she had wearing that cap.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's been plucked from her.
Yeah.
And it all pours out. She goes back to being just a regular toad. So she wants that back. She doesn't entirely know why, but... And the queen has ran off to her room.
Yeah.
To...
No, maybe the queen pulled a lever and a trapdoor opened.
Sure.
Ah! And she falls down a slide and... It's
bum, bum! Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. No, no, what would be better is if a trapdoor opened up and she fell into a pipe. Bing, bing, bing. And then, whoop, it popped her out back into Toadland.
Yeah.
Toad Village. And all the little toads are there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Hi. I can't remember what Toad says.
Yeah.
Okay. Start. Okay.
Finish.
Okay.
I don't know how I socialize with you people.
That was another Toad?
That was Toadette.
Oh, that was Toadette.
Sorry, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why I did, like, gruff.
It's me, Toadette. She was smoking a lot of cigarettes on the way. She's so disappointed. She's been smoking cigarette after cigarette. Oh, my God, I gotta quit. I gotta quit for good.
Now, Bowser the Second attacks Toad Village.
Oh, no.
They haven't seen Bowser or the Koopas in generations.
They thought they were in the clear, but they were just biding their time, building their army.
And
Koopas.
Suddenly, Koopas.
Koopa Stormtroopers!
Koopa Stormtroopers attack.
Troopas! Koopa Stormtroopers!
Koopa Stormtroopers attack. They rip Toads from houses. They throw Toads onto the street. Mama Toad.
Oh my God.
Is grabbed and.
And thrown out of her house. And their house, their poor little hut, lit on fire in front of their very eyes. All of Mama. Our worldly possessions. Mama, what's going on?
Run, Toadette, run!
It's the Koopas.
And the Koopas burn down Toad Village, and Toadette is one of the few that escape.
Mm. And all the rest of the Toads are kidnapped.
Kidnapped.
And now she has to try and rescue her people.
Her people. And her mama.
Oh, that's right. And old Ouija. Oh, they were betrayed by Wario.
Wario.
We thought we could trust him. Brother to Mario.
So Bowser the Second is standing by, standing in his throne room, yes. Laughing. He's looking at a...
Is he still in that little floating chair that
yes.
Bowser Jr.?
He's in his clown car.
Where? Yeah.
He's in his clown car.
Mm-hmm.
But he's
really big and fat now.
It's a clown throne.
Oh, okay. Very big and ornate.
And,
but still floating,
yes.
Hilariously.
And a Koopa Troopa reports to him and says, "Sir, we've taken Toad Village."
"Great. Thank you, Wario."
And bum bum. But no, wait. He doesn't say Wario. He just says, "You've served me well, my faithful subject." And he pulls out some gold coins and drops them into a hand. And then we pan up to Wario's fit, and Wario steps from the shadows.
Yeah.
What does Wario sound like? "It was my pleasure." I farted.
You're always so funny.
"I'm smoking this cigar. Maybe I'm eating a big sausage."
"It's great that that you love sausages. Just warms my heart."
"Yeah, I knew you'd love that. We're best friends now, because I betrayed my people."
"I'm not really, I don't keep a
best
lot of friends.
Just the best of friends, you and me.
Bowser
Jr. and old Wario. It was so great I can betray my good doppelganger's twin brother. I'm not really sure how we're related. I'm not really sure how I fit in the whole family structure of the Mario Brothers as such. I think I'm like an evil reflection of Mario. Either way, it was great. I love betraying them. You paid me for it handsomely. I'd have done it for free."
Yeah, nice shoes.
"And now, I'm gonna hang out with you all the time. Isn't that great? Aren't you glad you recruited me to your cause? Me, Wario,
Koopa.
And my best friend Waluigi." Just this feral thing behind him. Tattered, ripped clothes. Time has not been kind to Waluigi.
Waluigi has lost.
He's got like a collar around his neck. Wario carries him with my chain. "Isn't that right, Waluigi?" And throws him some raw meat. Devours it.
Koopa Troopa.
"Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What is it, sir?"
"You say we took the village?"
"We did, sir. We took every last toad. Except for one.
What?
I said we took every last toad in the village. Except for one. Except for one toad got away. I'm pretty sure it was the Goomba's fault.
What, me? What did I do? I don't think I even work for you. I think I'm a wild animal.
Bowser the Second grabs the Goomba. It was you?
What? No, I told you, right?
And tosses him to Waluigi, who...
Oh god, it's horrible. Bowser's alive.
And Koopa's...
Oh, jeez. Oh, he's retreated into his shell.
Yeah.
Little shell on the ground.
So we go to Toadette, she's living in the forest right now. She's trying to make a fire for herself. Mama Toad.
But she has to be strong for Mama. She knows what she must do.
And she sees their neighboring village in the distance. It's all of a sudden, it's on fire.
On fire!
They're attacking the neighboring village. And she knows.
Who breathes fire? Oh, they've got fire flowers.
The fire bros. So, you know the hammer bros? Friends that throw fireballs instead of hammers?
Uh-huh.
But they look exactly the same.
That's right.
They got those guys.
Those little flame guys that sort of dance on top of one another. And then you gotta jump around. And then they go in a circle. And then you gotta jump in through the fireball. A lot of fireballs.
A lot of fire friends, a lot of fire-based enemies.
Yeah. Just burning. Oh, boy. Burning a lot.
And Toadette knows what she has to do. She breaks into the castle. She grabs... She... It's late at night.
She breaks in.
She breaks in.
It's gonna steal the hat.
She goes down the slide.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Or, no, it's like...
Oh, it's a minor key.
And she finds where Peach has kept the hat on a
pedestal.
Mm-hmm. And she removes... The
glass case on
the
top.
Glass case.
Like Beauty and the Beast style.
And takes the hat, places it on herself.
Oh no, feels the power.
Feels
coursing
the power.
Through her.
Grows the mustache.
Sprouting from her face.
And runs out of the castle.
Runs straight to the... She's in the highest room of the castle. And she runs and breaks through the window. Woohoo! Let's go! Falls us 5 stories down. She's fine.
Does a ground pound.
Can roll real good.
And she's running to save the village that's currently being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
But it's stopped by Queen Peach. Where are you going, darling? You know that is my hat.
Oh, Queen Peach. Princess Peach. I mean, Queen Peach. I just... Look, the Koopas, they've been attacking.
You remind me so much of him.
But he's gone now, and I'm the super. I have to fulfill my destiny. I have to stop those Koopas from destroying more Toad villages.
Do you know how, darling?
How what?
How to use your new powers.
Well, I'll just have to figure it out as I go, won't I?
I am the last mushroom retainer. I... can show you how. But now we must hurry to save my people.
Toad Village!
And so they run, they... Is there any sort of fast transportation in They hop on the...
She floats?
They hop on the cloud.
Get on the Lakitu cloud?
On the Lakitu cloud. They hop on a Lakitu cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And they zoom over.
I don't know what sound he makes. He's got a little camera.
They land in the... What was it? Toad Village?
Toad Village 2.
Toad Village 2.
And she runs up to the Koopas, punches one right in the face. No effect. No, darling. You must jump on the head. Of course.
The most logical solution.
The secret to the powers.
Toadette jumps and lands on one of the soldiers, and he gets forced into his shell and jumps again, and the shell goes flying and hits. Bing, bing, bing. She gets a one up.
Oh my god.
She turns to see Queen Peach jumping on Koopas. Of her own, on Koopas and Goombas. And she learns by seeing.
Oh, it's by example.
Learns by example. And she too begins to defeat all of the Koopa Troopas and the Goombas and the Hammer Bros. One of the Koopa sergeants.
The turtles?
One of the important ones.
Right.
Runs back to Bowser the Second.
Oh, one got away.
Your Majesty.
What is it?
We were ambushed by...
What?
I think the Super is back. I think it was Super Mario.
Don't be ridiculous. Super Mario has been dead. I killed him myself.
But, sir...
There was a cap.
And a mustache.
It's true, sir. I saw it myself. Who's that? I don't know. Another Koopa. A toad? A Goomba.
Yeah, a Goomba.
Who else is there?
Just...
Little cactus man?
Yeah, one of the cactuses that are all stacked up.
It's true, sir.
Look how many cactus heads I've lost. I used to have 5. I am down to but 2.
I'm so short. Look how short I am. Anyone could jump right over me.
I'll have to deal with this myself. And
maybe he goes to Wario for some advice.
What could this mean? You told me you defeated the Mario brother.
You told
me
that...
And you devoured his Cappy him yourself.
You told me that Luigi was... Super Luigi was but senile and... Super Mario was dead.
And you saw his cap go up in flames yourself.
Ooh. Well.
Did I say that?
I for sure killed that Mario, but good, I tell you what. If he fell off a cliff, he was for sure dead. His cap also fell into the abyss in the shadows. As we all know from all the stories, when you see... a magical item fall off a cliff into the abyss, into the shadows, and you don't see it destroyed with your own 2 eyes. It's for sure gone forever. So don't worry about that. It must be a rumor.
And
there ain't no more supers.
Bowser the Second grabs Waluigi by the throat. Wario. Go.
Hey, he didn't do nothing.
Go destroy the supers, or your brother... Brother? Is he your brother?
I think so. I mean, probably. Listen. I'm a dark reflection of Mario, right? And this guy's a dark reflection of Luigi. Mario and Luigi are, in fact, brothers. Ergo, their dark reflections would also probably be brothers to each other.
I'm going to kill this guy.
Don't kill Waluigi.
That you probably have feelings about.
Don't kill him. He's a great tennis partner. He's a great doubles partner.
If you don't destroy that super.
Listen, it's all taken care of. I got a plan.
Drives away on his motorcycle.
And Bowser the Second throws Waluigi into the corner.
A cage.
Mario Brothers. Plumbers.
Waluigi's very, very sad.
Curls up in the corner. Cradles a picture of Wario.
Yeah. I think... we've been going on a fair amount of time. Do we want to leave a cliffhanger?
Oh my god. Two-parter episode?
Two-parter episode?
The epic? As soon as we find out what the Last Jedi sequel is called? The Last... The third in the next Star Wars?
The new Last Jedi.
Yeah.
The Last Jedi.
The Return of the Last Jedi.
Return of the Last Jedi. Turns out, there are more than one Jedi.
Oh my god!
Episode 9. Turns out there's more than one Jedi.
I think that's what the title is called. Hey, look, we found some more Jedi.
Do you want to do some sandwich criticism?
Yes. Okay.
One thing we liked.
One thing we
liked. I really felt like we did a good job on this one.
I do too.
I think
we stuck to the voices. We seem to have a couple voices that we can stick to.
I felt like we flowed really well through the story. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just like really proud of ourselves, honestly.
Yeah. But the criticism went too long.
We did go a little too long.
But bringing it back to the last piece of bread on the sandwich. Now we have a cliffhanger, which is always exciting.
It is exciting. Oh, I'm excited to like. We have Wario going to fight Super Toadette.
Yeah.
We have...
She still has to yet to unlock her true potential. She hasn't double jumped yet.
Grumpy Queen Peach, who has some sort of trauma around supers.
And we don't know the exact details of Mario's demise.
Yes.
There might be some dark secrets to be revealed.
Wario is going to go attack Super Toadette. Waluigi has been hurt, and Bowser the Second wants his revenge. Mm-hmm. He wants his power.
His rightful destiny on the throne of the Toad Kingdom.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
If you'd like to suggest characters for us, send them on over.
Send them on over
to ffwrshow@gmail.com.
Thanks to the band known as Seawater Bliss for the use of their song theme from Teen Wolf 2 as our intro and outro.
And remember, when in doubt, just AU that garbage.
Oh my god.
We have fun.
A musical outro.